We're back here on In One Ear Local Music News. Casey Warner here with Josh Thurman, and it is time for our special music quiz segment. Now, I gotta say, this is my first one-on-one interview since episode 4 with Matt DeVore. So it's been 6 episodes now since I've had a one-on-one interview with an artist here in Bowling Green, and this is gonna be cool because I've never done a music quiz one-on-one with somebody before. So we're really gonna get down and see what Josh Thurman knows about some of his favorite artists here. So this is gonna be pretty fun. So what I'm gonna do for you here, Josh, is I'm gonna play 15 to 20 seconds of a song. We got 3 songs here. And I'm gonna see what you got in this little music quiz, man, because who doesn't love a nice little music quiz when you're such a big music fan?
Be prepared to be unimpressed, man. Be prepared to be unimpressed.
See, the funny thing is everyone says that, and I've had 2 groups of guests now go 0-3. The last group I had was El Astronaut. I had Corey Link and Seth Wilson in on my last episode. They went 0-3. And then the Josephines, Brad and Alex of the Josephines, they went 0-3. And little did I know that Brad and Alex were the 2 music dummies of the band that didn't really listen to too much, and they had no idea.
Right,
so
right.
What I've decided to do for this music quiz is I've kind of lightened up a little bit on the digging and the tunes. I've kind of made it a little more popular, a little more easier for you here. So I think you're going to get these.
We'll try.
I really do, because I've been stumping a lot of people, man, and that kind of just makes me feel bad. I'm like, I'm stumping all these musicians. I'm like, wow. Either I know a lot about music or they just don't know the songs I know or something like that. So,
it's all good.
All right, so here we go. First song coming right up for you.
Your daddy, he's an outlaw and a wonder by trade. He'll teach you
say
how
it when you know.
Is that Sarah?
It isn't.
I know that's on the album. It's off the album Desire.
It is, yep.
And it's not ISIS. And it's not Mozambique. What is that?
You got any guesses, man? Any other guesses?
Gosh, dang. I know that song, and I do not know the name of it.
One More Cup of Coffee.
One More Cup of Coffee.
Yep.
That's what it is, man.
Yep, from Desire. So, I gotta be honest with you, man. I'm not a huge Bob Dylan fan. Of course, I know the hits. So, I had to do some research going into this interview and kind of listen to some stuff. But I usually use Spotify for my music streaming, and I'll do some research on there. So, I mean, that was like, I think it was in one of his top 10 songs on there. So I thought it would have been one of the more popular ones.
It is,
but hey,
and I knew the album.
You knew the album. So, that's good. All right, here we go. So, we got our second song coming right up here. I think you're going to get this one. I'm pretty sure.
We'll see, man. May not. Let's go.
There's no stronger wind than the one that blows down a lonesome railroad line.
I'm terrible with names. I'll be there in the morning.
There we go. All right. Ding, ding, ding. We got it. All right. I'm glad he got one here. So, yeah, I'll be here in the morning by Towns Van Zandt. And I'll be honest with you, man. I've never really jammed Towns Van Zandt.
You're not going to jam Towns Van Zandt unless you want to be sorrowful inside. Unless you just want to be so sad, don't listen to him.
I'll tell you what. Sometimes I'm just sitting outside on a beautiful day like today, and I'm just in deep thought, and I really get those kind of vibes from that music, man.
That's
just thinking man's music,
man,
you know?
That is exactly what that is. Let's go for 3. Let's see what we got.
Yeah, all right. So, 3rd song coming right up here. I'm pretty sure you'll get this one, too.
So, if you're walking down the street sometime.
John Prine.
Mm-hmm.
Hello in there.
There you go. All right. Sweet. So we got Josh Thurman here, the musical genius, I must say. 2 for 3 on the music quiz segment. That's
2.5 for 3, because I knew the album.
we'll say that. So 2.5 for 3. I got to say, I don't think I've had anybody go 3 for 3.
I should have got that one. But this is not one of my, like, that album is an obscure Dylan album, and I know that song. I never listened to that song.
All right.
You got me, man. You got me.
I got him a little bit on one day. Hey, nonetheless, that's pretty dang good there, Josh. Because, I mean, like I said, I've stumped a lot of people on this podcast. And it makes me feel kind of bad sometimes,
man.
So I'm glad you got it.
Making D's has got me to where I'm at in life right now, you know. So I'll take that 66.67 right there.
All right, fair enough. So there you have it. Josh Thurman goes 2 for 3 on our little music quiz here on In One Ear. But we got a couple more songs coming up from Josh Thurman himself. Coming up next, we have Wild Blue Yonder and Kate by Josh Thurman. You're listening to In One Ear Local Music News with Casey Warner.